Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming this hour, the news of Courtney in about 15 minutes at 8:20, and that includes the robot uprising report. And unfortunately for Zuck, things didn't go so well yesterday when he was trying to demo the Borg-powered smart glasses, which Wiggy has an issue with. And I think it's a pretty good, brought it up earlier, I think it's a pretty good question about people are who are walking around filming you at all times with smart glasses on. So we'll get to that during the news. 8:45, the weekly wrap-up with Acrobatic. And then we're going to play your Hill Notes back during the 9 o'clock hour. But we were smack dab in the middle of They Said It, Shime. What is next this morning?
Well, Greg, Antonio Pierce, the former head coach of the Vegas Raiders, joined Adam Schein and was asked about Tom Brady and kind of his impact on the organization and that possible conflict of interests of him doing games for Fox while also being a minority owner. Here was Antonio Pierce.
Yeah, I kind of look at it like this. Michael Jordan was the owner for a long time of NBA team. And then just recently, I believe he was announced to be with NBC, correct?
Yep.
As, you know, helping them out. That didn't happen while he was the owner. So this is unprecedented what we're seeing. I think I would be uncomfortable if it was the other way around, to be honest with you. Because you're not dealing with just a normal person. Tom Brady is the elite of elite. One of the greatest quarterbacks, one of the greatest players in the game. Played against him, obviously. Student of the game. It's not hard for him to watch a few things on a Friday practice or hear things in a production meeting and be like, and have tidbits. And you'd be foolish enough to think that he's not going to share that with the Raiders. Because we had those conversations about certain things, right? And he was very informative about things that he knew or he felt. And that's why you bring in a guy like Tom Brady into your organization to be a minority owner. Because he gives you those aspects and different insights that some people can't give you. So how I would take it, I would be nervous. I think I'd be tight-lipped, which I think most head coaches are when they go into production meetings. They watch it. I think on Fridays, if he happens to be there on a Friday practice, you might want to limit some things. I just think that's a fact. I think everybody's going to give you the political answer and say, oh, it's no big deal. I'm calling BS on that.
My God, the fact that these people have their tighty-whities in a bunch over this is ridiculous.
I told you. And it feels like it's getting even louder and louder every week.
At the same time, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth because he goes on to talk about how most coaches are going to be tight-lipped around him. Yes, of course they are.
Yeah.
That solves the problem.
Yeah, so what's the issue? It's fake outrage. I said this yesterday, but
it's jealousy.
Yeah.
I think it's lingering jealousy.
Yep.
By how successful Tom Brady was.
And you just have to follow the clicks. People are getting clicks for having this take. So then I think that's why it's getting louder and louder. Because people just want to jump on board and hate on Tom Brady.
It is amazing to me. It keeps getting crazier. Up until today, Abhorrent was the leader in the clubhouse for most psychotic overreaction to Tom Brady talking to coaches on Zoom. This morning, Awful Announcing, which is just a horrible website, says, do we think Brady wouldn't use inside information he gleaned from his Fox role to help benefit his Raiders? Absolutely. He's a ruthless competitor whose desire to win at all costs has followed him into team ownership. And he also recently made clear that he's willing to bend his ethical lines by joining with the Saudis. Dan Shaughnessy today says that this by Tom Brady is both odious and corrupt.
Ooh. Which, the Saudi thing or
no.
The okay.
Oh, maybe both, I guess. But yeah. The Vegas thing. Like,
it's corrupt?
What's corrupt about it? Like, for the 50th time, the only people that will suffer is the production team of the number one Fox broadcast crew. That's it. Nobody's going to say anything to them that's of note, and they'll have to do the games with less background. That's it.
I think it's driven a lot by those who think he was a cheater here. Like
that's it. That's part of it too. I think, you know, people think he's a cheater, and they're thinking like, now in ownership he has this, now he's just going to cheat for the Raiders. So, and I definitely believe that's part of it. Hey Alexa, definition for odious.
So many Alexas just went off for people in their kitchens.
But I told you, we look at it differently because he's our guy. If this was Troy Aikman, I'm just throwing him out there because he, it, you know, was in a similar position.
No, I wouldn't. I would not have a different reaction to it. I don't think
maybe you wouldn't, but I would.
But I don't think head coaches in the NFL are not dumb. Like
how many times do we gonna say they're not dumb and then we see them do dumb things?
But if they are dumb enough to give away secrets about the team to Tom Brady, that's on them. That's not on Tom Brady. And I know, like you brought up the other day, well, Kevin gets to go to practice, and what if Kevin tells Tom, like his partner, you know, all the secrets that Tom wasn't able to see for himself? Like Tom is friends with a million people who probably know secrets. If they're going to tell Tom Brady, that's on them.
Right. I mean,
yeah, but they don't get to go to every practice on Fridays. Who are Tom Brady's friends that he knows?
I don't know the list of his besties, but
my point is that, I mean, I only brought up the guy Kevin, and I'm only bringing this up because I thought Boston Connor did a great job about it on Pat McAfee's show, where he said if Kevin goes in there and he's able to get all these things. And then he, you know, obviously, hey, Tom, you ain't going to believe what I saw at practice because they're going to try to talk about it on the broadcast. And like Antonio Pierce said, Tom is a smart guy. He's going to take that information. He's going to put it in his pocket.
Maybe you're right. Like a 617 texter on the Subaru of New England text line, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com, says, what is amazing is you Homer clowns defending Tommy. Yeah. He can do nothing wrong in your eyes. That's not true. I mean, I have not been like that.
But we might feel differently if it was. I told you, we might feel differently if it was Aikman who owned the team. Or if it was
Aaron Rodgers, I would feel different.
Right.
100%.
So we are a little bit biased because Tom's our guy.
Of course.
But I think what people
can
look
Boston Connor answer this question? How is this different than joining Tom on his podcast like Andy Reid has done several times, like other coaches and players across the league do on a weekly basis, where he sits down over Zoom and talks football with friends in the NFL?
Well, because Boston Connor said with the Kevin Burkhardt, is that his name?
But yes. By that logic, Kevin Burkhardt can call anybody.
Yeah, but Kevin Burkhardt doesn't. How many owners does he know that he has friends with, and that he
doesn't broadcast with?
But now you're assuming that Kevin Burkhardt is not an upstanding and moral person. He's got a lengthy career history.
Right.
He's never been accused of being anything but a good sports journalist. I'm not saying he's going to say anything shady.
He might just be like, hey, Tom, I saw this player practice. Oh, and it was like, this is how they ran it. What do you think if we talk about it on the broadcast? Like, how do you feel? What would you do if you were in the, whatever it is.
Wiggy, Jerry Jones is very close with Troy Aikman and Tony Romo.
Yes.
The number one team forever at Fox before ESPN, and the number one team on CBS. What's stopping Tony Romo from calling Jerry Jones about a future opponent about what he saw at practice?
And I bet you dollars to donuts, and I love donuts, that both Troy Aikman and Tony Romo hit up Jerry Jones like, hey, man, this is what they're doing.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
There it is. So then what are we going crazy about?
I bet you dollars to donuts.
Right,
that
so
they
then
do
why
that.
Are we stressed about this if it's been going on for years?
I think the light shines on it greater because Tom, unfortunately, Tom owns part of a team.
Curtis, address this criticism. 978 text. If this was any other quarterback, Curtis would lose his mind over it.
Well, my mind's been gone for a while, but
say yes.
No, of course not.
Well, I mean, come on.
This is wasted energy. Like, he's sitting down on a Zoom call talking football with the head coach of an NFL team, something he does weekly on his podcast, something he's done for 25 years. The fact that people think that the Raiders will gain an advantage on the field because of a sit-down with Sam Darnold before the Vikings game or whatever the hell game he's quarterbacking is asinine.
If this was Peyton, Manning, we'd be like, man, get him out of there. Like, I mean, it just
why?
Because we would feel like that he is giving the Indianapolis Colts, if he was pot owner, that an advantage because he's able to get all this information and then he reports back to the team he owns and he's sitting in the booth with the coaches saying, hey.
And I would be blaming, if the Patriots suffered because of that, I would blame their coach, not Peyton Manning.
Oh, man.
Because nobody can actually say where they're getting the competitive advantage from.
I mean, we would. I don't know why we can't just admit it. Like, I don't know. If it was Peyton Manning, I would feel a certain way.
Yeah, but we pick and choose who we like, who we don't like, and that's what people are doing with Brady because they feel he's a cheater or they just want to hate on him.
And that doesn't help out.
Right.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Oh, I forgot we were in. They said it. Let's go to your Boston Red Sox, who lost yesterday.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do, Greg. I think it's imperative that we talk about this team as they're falling apart, getting ready for the playoffs.
Just remind me. I know I mentioned it early. I probably mentioned it several times. Was it just a couple weeks ago that they were five games up, Curtis, on this wild card spot?
That would be correct. Okay. Ooh, I wonder if one of those Apple TV pregame meetings with Cora, what he said went viral.
Well, post-game, Alex Cora talked about the team and the offense in this game. Here was Alex Cora.
We never won that, but obviously we got to turn the page, you know. We got two on the road. We go to Tampa and Toronto. We got to play better baseball. That's it. I think offensively, you know, we're some signs today, but we're not there. You know, we're not there offensively. And we just got to make sure we understand who we are as an offense, you know, try to keep the line moving. That kid, he threw a lot of strikes today compared to what he has done on the past. The mix was a little bit different too. But that's, I mean, we have to make adjustments, right? And, you know, he did a good job against us.
Signs? I mean, signs in the second inning, yeah. Because after the second inning, he had two hits, I think.
I know it's not his makeup, but would it hurt for him to show a little more emotion and frustration? Yeah. Like a sense of urgency?
Remember, it's not his fault, Curtis.
That's right.
It's not his fault.
Well, you're going to find out.
If they win, it's because
of him. If they win, oh, Cora, what an unbelievable job he's done.
You're going to find out whether they
suck on it.
You're going to find out whether they have the urgency or not this weekend. So, I mean, from my perspective, last time that they really, as a group, played with urgency was winning that final game of the Yankees series. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed to me like they were not good. That's a baseball game they weren't going to lose. But since then, like, not really. They're lifeless. They're like, they don't seem like they're, you know,
backs against the wall.
Like, they're like that. They understand the situation. I mean, Cleveland is on fire. Like, that. Yep. That's a team that's won 12 of 13, 5 in a row, 7 in a row, whatever it is. They're a game and a half back. I mean.
And your schedule isn't easy to finish up the season. Your schedule is not easy.
This is the easiest you've got right here in front of you.
Right.
This series.
But that doesn't even matter because the easiest series probably was the Athletics, and lost that one.
Yep.
So you're going to get Detroit, and you're going to get Toronto. You're going to get Toronto on the road, and you're going to get Detroit at home, right? Mm-hmm. But you're going to be on the road against Tampa Bay.
That is, again, in the Twitch chat. So 3 games ago, Greg? Yeah. 3 games ago, they found the urgency, so they didn't get swept. Yes. They didn't have the urgency prior to that in that Yankees series either.
Who's urgency on?
I think it's on the players. Like, we can argue. Curtis is right. Like, maybe Alex Cora. Maybe it would help if Alex Cora was a little more, you know, rah-rah, like, let's say.
If your coach is not urgent, why is the player?
What is he going to do about guys who cannot hit the baseball?
I have an idea. Wake-up shots. Those things work like crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe some cayenne pepper.
I said it earlier. I don't know if it's on him or if it's on Breslow or whatever. The fact that Willier Abreu, who's been gone for a month and a half or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and is now 86%, isn't being used to pinch hit for guys, is maybe that's on him. If that's on him, then that's Alex Cora.
Well, you said hit the baseball. When Roman Anthony was going through his little slump.
It was a tiny little slump.
It was a tiny little slump, and I think there was like Twitter beef between our boy Brooksy and somebody about maybe an adjustment that he made with his hitting stance. That probably came from the coaches and manager, right? So you ask,
talk dirty to me.
What can Cora do? Maybe make little adjustments for some of these guys that are struggling at the plate. Isn't that the job of the hitting coach? Like, isn't that the job of the manager? Why have coaches and managers in baseball then if it's strictly on the players?
I it's a great question. I just don't understand. You have Rafaela, who was hitting the cover off the ball,
right,
and then is absolutely, you know, on life support when the last month and hitting the baseball. Like,
it's just a reincarnation of Jackie Bradley Jr. He's great in the field. He hits absolutely lights out sometimes, and then other times you can't find him in the lineup.
Maybe he's too aggressive at the plate and he's swinging too hard, right? Isn't it the
I think that's in general. Like,
but isn't that that's the hitting
coach? That's throughout the entire league.
Right. When I was a kid, I was stepping in the bucket. They said that was wrong. You got to step towards the pitcher.
Right, see, like, but I that's mean, the job of a coach.
Is right. Alex Bregman the last month, is that on Alex Cora?
No, I would say no, that's not on him.
Okay. Do you think John Henry celebrates outs by Bregman because it's saving him money?
It's just going to be interesting if they don't make the playoffs, because there is going to be a large population of fans that are going to be like, if you put a poll up and said if the Red Sox don't make the postseason, should Cora get fired? I guarantee you that it would probably be a landslide in yeses.
Yeah, Mitchie, put that up. And by the way, Greg, I have just come up with the best light bulb idea for Fox and Brady.
Yes.
Film the conversation, Brady production meeting, so nobody gets inside info. It's transparent, and people would watch that.
Yes.
Weekly production meeting with Tom Brady.
Right. And then you could have Robin Glazer destroy the tapes afterwards.
Well, that was for Belichick. That was her. Not a thing for Brady. That was Spygate. Anyway,
yeah,
it's a disaster right now with the Red Sox. They can't
lose that. Alex Cora said on this station's a text. Said on this station yesterday, he doesn't get involved with hitting techniques.
All right.
Great. Mm-hmm. What? What?
Did he indeed say that?
I mean, I didn't hear it.
I don't know. I mean, I would think that. I don't.
He's not allowed to.
I don't believe right, that.
That's what's a, not it's, branch line. It's
a drive line.
Drive line.
Drive line, guys.
There's no way. Because Cora got juice. We can clown him all.
Please call Driveline.
We can clown him all we want, but he has juice in this organization. There's no way he's sitting there and he's Breslow's whipping / do boy. There's no way.
Well, Breslow says pull early at 80 pitches. He pulls them. I mean, he has to listen to Breslow.
At points, Curtis, but do you believe, based on Cora's reputation with the Red Sox and what he's been in baseball, that he's just there going, like, okay.
Like, overall, who has the upper hand, Cora or Craig? Like, I would say Cora.
Right.
I just think, I I'm not saying, I need to be clear every time I do this, I'm not saying right or wrong. I believe that Alex Cora and Craig Breslow have the injury excuse. If you look at this team in spring training.
Yep.
When it comes purely to hitting the baseball, you were looking at having Rafael Devers, you were looking at having Tristan Casas,
mm-hmm.
and then you had the addition, you knew you were going to get the addition of Roman Anthony at some point, you were hoping that went well, you are minus those three elements. And you are expecting to make it up with guys who might not be starting eight on another roster in Major
I'll give
League
you
baseball.
Devers. Him, I'll give you.
Cassis also.
Cassis.
Wait, they didn't know he was going to get hurt.
I think people had high expectations on him, but he had a small sample size. The same with Roman Anthony. I don't think people are like, Roman Anthony's going to come up and he's going to do what he was doing in the minor leagues. And if you're looking, and this is why I said Jones and Keith talked about it, you have enough talent on this roster, major league talent, that if a guy like Roman Anthony gets hurt, you should still be able to go out there and.
But again, when you're relying on the prospects as what's going to be your addition, you end up with, look at Marcelo Meyer. I mean, you were expecting huge things from him.
Right, you know, I think you were expecting huge things, but when those guys got hurt, It wasn't like you lost your Aaron Judge.
When they got hurt, the roster, the argument is going to be that the roster is so thin that Breslow has nobody there that you can go to. Like, that's going to be the argument.
But it's not thin. It's not thin.
Right or wrong there.
But it's not thin if you
I'm just telling you why Alex Cora is not going to be fired.
Right, but I'm saying to people who go, it's thin, it's not. You have an all-star player in Bregman. You have Trevor Story who's on fire. You have a guy that people said could have been an MVP last year in Jaren Duran. People talked about Ref Snyder and what he was doing this year when it came to hitting the baseball. You talked about Nervias. We've talked about Romy Gonzalez. Like, the roster, even we can joke about it, even Sadan Rafaela to a certain extent was hitting the baseball. So it wasn't like you lost Roman Anthony, who's a great young talent, but he wasn't your, and Shai made a good point, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, but
But you didn't go and get those guys. But you're never going to.
But if you're putting it on basically a rookie in Roman Anthony to provide.
They were.
I don't think they were. I think they just brought him up and they were happy with his production. I don't think they were basically saying it's all on you, Roman.
Well, then why didn't Craig Breslow go get a hitter at the deadline then?
Because
he was impressed with Roman Anthony and what Roman Anthony.
That's wrong on Breslow.
And I would say today Breslow
is not
more
on Cora though. That's
no. I would put that on Breslow. I agree with you on that.
I would say Breslow's job is more secure. I mean, if you're John Henry, he got rid of Rafael Devers and $300 million and made the team as good or better during the regular season.
That's a good point,
Curtis.
That's
what John Henry is most. What is most important to John Henry?
I don't think you can run it back with Cora in the sense that. And I agree with Curtis, that's an awesome point about the money he saved John Henry and he got Crochet and some other players. I just don't know how you explain
running. And the Chapman deal's a great deal for the organization.
I don't know how you run it back with a guy who would miss the playoffs 4 years in a row.
Do I have to spell this out for who dat meme or whatever it is in the Twitch chat?
Oh, dear.
It's not my argument. I am telling you. I've told you what my expectation is when it comes to excuses. That is going to be the excuse from the organization when it comes to Alex Cora. Not my opinion. I'm just telling you what I'm anticipating what I believe they're going to use as an excuse. And it's going to be injuries. Jesus.
And that's not like
I should not take the Lord's name in vain.
That's not a hot take. That's
no, it's not a hot take. I don't agree with it, but I just feel like that's the direction that I can hear them going.
And I would jump and I would listen. I would lean towards your side of the fence on that. I agree that he probably won't get fired, and that's what it is. I think they would be wrong if they did that, but I ultimately think that you're going to be right on that.
Yeah. All right. We will get to the news with Courtney coming up next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their last against the A's. 5-3 was the final after Oakland jumped out to a 3-1 start in the first inning. Brian Baio went 4 innings, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 3. So that magic number to clinch a wild card spot stays at 8. Trevor Story took some responsibility for the loss last night. Here he is from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Tough game to lose. On to the next, you know. I think that's, you know, the mindset of our team right now. There's nothing we can do about it now. Obviously, we spoiled the chance to get a series win today. It's tough to win making 2 errors that lead to runs. So that's on me. And I feel like, especially in September, I think that's the beautiful part about it is that you're not going to, you know, harp on anything for too long, win or loss. So on to the next, man. That's our mindset.
I mean, whose fault is it that Yoshida is batting cleanup yesterday? Is that Alex Cora?
That would be on Cora. He makes the lineup cut. Well, then again, no, that's Breslow.
Breslow. He doesn't. Alex Cora doesn't have a choice.
Stop it, Gray. Would you stop it? No one believes that. No one. You're the only person who I think believes that Breslow tells Cora what to do.
No, he doesn't have the talent. If there's nobody else to go to, like, I'm sorry.
What, you don't want Nate Eaton hitting cleanup?
Sorry.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. The guys now in Tampa Bay to take on the Rays tonight. 7:35 first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bills take down the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football, a closer game than most expected, ending 31-21 after the teams went to the locker room at halftime tied at 14. The Pats are gearing up for their Week 3 matchup with the Steelers on Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff. If you missed Robert Spillane this morning, you can listen to that on the Odyssey app.
Why not put Trevor Story at cleanup? If he's your best...
We are so behind. Ken's going to literally murder.
All right, my
brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Get up to $20 off groceries with every flu vaccination at Shaw's Pharmacy or Star Market Pharmacy. Stay protected and save because your health matters to us. Stop by your Shaw's Pharmacy or Star Market Pharmacy to get your free flu shot today, and complete terms and conditions apply. That is what's trending. Coming up next, we've got the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we have some justice. The woman accused of shoving the 63-year-old woman off the MBTA bus in Roxbury was in court yesterday. Prosecutors say she was pissed because the older woman was blocking the exit. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see this unfold from inside the bus. Earlier in the week, we showed outside the bus. This is what went on inside. Here's courtroom audio from BZ.
The defendant then was shouting at the victim, screaming at her, and then approached her, kicked her shopping cart, and pushed her off the bus. Surveillance videos then showed the defendant leaving, removing her sweatshirt, put her hair up in a bun, in what appeared to be an attempt to change her appearance and evade being identified.
Yeah, punish her to the full extent of the law.
Yeah, yep. That's wrong.
Like, that's a senior citizen, the defenseless older woman, and
right. You're
doing that to her because you need to get off the bus quicker? Like, lock her up.
Right.
Yeah. 32-year-old Luz Pineda. She was there with her 3-month-old daughter and said that she wanted for her to move because she was with her daughter.
Sorry, why don't you help her off the bus?
Exactly.
Imagine if you did that.
I mean, it's not like the bus driver is going to go anywhere. Yeah.
But, like, the last thing that would go into any sane person's mind watching this would be to shove the woman. The elderly woman's putting a bag over her shoulder. She's getting off the bus.
Yeah.
She's shoved once by this psycho, and then she, like, what is
key
wrong?
Word being sane, Curtis.
Yeah, that's the difference.
And if you're really, like, in a rush, can't you just, I don't know, politely ask, hey, do you mind if I just take my kid off? We really got to catch
up. But you're not that, you're not in that much of a rush that,
no.
It's like you, Sean, when you left 5 minutes before the show ended, like, what's 45 seconds going to do?
Oh, well, he hasn't 5 minutes.
He had a doctor's appointment.
Yeah. Well, he left that 9:55 when he could have just stayed till 10.
Oh, I think I left at like 9:40, but all right.
She'll be back in court on October 3rd.
I mean, it's not like you missed a road show or anything, Sean.
That's true.
True.
Wow.
Fair point.
That was a flex day. No, no, actually, that was a work day.
Last second flex day.
No, I was working that day. I was promoting the radio station and the show where I was.
Is that when you were in Miami?
No. I did the show for Miami.
Oh, right,
Courtney.
You did. Sorry. Tristan Anderson, a 22-year-old man from Hooksett, is in custody after he was accused of threatening to kill New Hampshire Governor Kelly Ayotte.
Right.
Anderson was allegedly messaging a woman back and forth on Snapchat and said, quote, I'm going to target the New Hampshire mayor, Kelly Ayotte, with my weapon of mass destruction.
Okay.
Here's one area resident's reaction on CBS Boston.
I mean, I always felt safe in here. But it's scary. It's absolutely disgusting. I'm glad he's in custody.
Yeah.
But that's another case where we've talked about a lot. Like, that stuff should be flagged.
Yeah, right. And it worked out well in this case.
Correct.
Clearly, yes.
An irrational fear in the news. This story's crazy. A 32-year-old man, Kevin Zavala, has died after riding a roller coaster at Epic Universe at Universal on Wednesday. So Zavala was found unresponsive on the Stardust Racers roller coaster. Medical examiner says his cause of death is multiple blunt impact injuries.
Was he not wearing the belt mechanism?
So they're doing a full investigation, but to the first round of reports on this, it seems like he was.
Yeah, that's why I don't ride him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, you know, terrified of heights, and too many things can go wrong.
Right.
I don't I'm not doing the maintenance myself, so I don't trust whoever's doing the maintenance. I just don't. I can't stand roller coasters. I went on one. I went on Splash Mountain when it used to exist. When I was
not
on
even
my,
a roller coaster.
It still exists.
That's a roller coaster.
It's
I think,
not.
No, I think
it's
they
a
shut
flume.
It down. I think Splash Mountain got shut down. Yeah, I went on that on my honeymoon with Jen when we were in Disney, and that's it. That's the last time I ever.
I think
went
they just changed the name of it. I think it still exists.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Why is Splash offensive?
I think they moved. They changed it up. Mixed it up. Or
for
something.
Me, I love a roller coaster, and I trust Disney or Universal or those theme parks. It's more so like the carnivals that pop up or the
what
fairs.
Do you have against carnies?
No, nothing
small
against
hand.
Them. I'm actually very interested. I've been begging Tonto to go to the Big E.
Oh,
like, I really want to go. I've never been.
You should go to the Big E.
But I don't necessarily know if I'm going to go on a Ferris wheel there.
Yeah, well, keep it a bean. Yeah, I mean, it's a carnival.
When you get into the suburbs, you're going to have to adapt and go to, like, the Rotary Club local carnival or whatever, because you're going to need to morph into a suburb person.
Yeah,
so
be careful with your kids on the ride.
Just a heads up on that.
Okay.
Yeah. What do we do with these extra screws here, Billy? Yeah, don't worry about it.
Uber Eats is launching drone delivery in the U.S. with Flytrex.
They are.
Yes.
Now, when is this starting?
So the company is expected to begin deliveries in test markets by the end of this year.
Okay.
They are not announcing the test markets yet.
Now,
so,
will they come right to the window? Like, if you live in a high rise, does the drone come right to your window?
I don't believe so. It will just be front steps, and I bet it's only resident, like, homes. Yeah, I don't know if it'll be apartments.
Yeah, well, if you're an apartment, you won't be able to take advantage of this.
For that great, you're going to need a bigger drone.
Like, Amazon Prime has tested this out, I believe, in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Do you have to tip the drone?
That's a good point.
So. Oh, yeah, that's true.
That
is
could be a bit cheaper.
And I'm sorry, Shine, this has no bearing on your life. But
no, I actually might consider delivery now. No disturbance of the marinara, no tip. I might be convinced.
Well, wait, you think it's going to get there undisturbed? It's more likely to get there undisturbed in a drone than it is in somebody's vehicle?
Yeah, nobody's like sticking their fingers in my marinara sauce, Greg.
Yeah. You won't have the issue where
or stealing my French fries.
Right, where your food is supposed to be delivered and then the dude ate it or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just says, I couldn't find it or I left it or whatever.
That's, this is more appealing to me
and
than
the,
that.
The drone doesn't have to deal with potholes and weaving in and out of traffic, so your food's not going to move
20 minutes flat.
Move around that much. And you, like you said, the delivery time will be cut in half.
Shime, is Splash Mountain still there? Everybody wants a correction from me on that.
I think it is.
No, so when I Googled it, it said former ride at Disney.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe I think it is still at some Disney locations, but maybe not the one in Orlando. Yeah. I don't really know. I'm trying to do more research.
I'm sorry. Shime was right. They transferred it to Tiana's Bayou Adventure Ride.
All right.
Okay. So it's still basically there, but it's not Splash Mountain.
Who's
anymore.
Tiana?
They rebranded.
She is one of the princesses, a Disney princess.
Princess and the Frog.
They wanted a rebrand on that baby.
Splash Mountain, Tiana's.
We are in the dumbest time.
Tiana's Bayou
Adventure Ride.
It's Friday.
I like this drone.
Early on, when they first opened Splash Mountain, they had this some nefarious person started a website called Flash Mountain.
Right.
And they would take all the pictures of women that were dumping them out on Splash Mountain because that was apparently the thing to do and put them up on the interwebs.
Could you imagine we live in a time where Splash Mountain is offensive but Tiana's Bayou Adventure isn't?
It's not Splash Mountain that's offensive. It was the content within Splash Mountain that was the offensive.
And Tiana's Bayou Adventure is based off of a movie. She's one of the princesses.
Well, I think so was the content within Splash Mountain. Right.
Yeah, the original content people believed was lined with racism.
Just what
the splash was?
Yeah, it would not the Splash Mountain itself, the content within Splash Mountain, like the story or whatever. I don't know the exact details.
Offensive to some people? Why is
that
still there?
That's been changed too.
No, I went Disneyland.
No, I think they did a rebrand on, or they shut it down. It's a Small World after all. Did they not?
No.
I literally just wrote it.
Okay.
In July.
I'll have to Google machine that baby, as LB would say. But yeah. All right, we got to take a break. But more news to come. And then 9 o'clock, we will get to the weekly wrap-up with Acrobatic on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Patriots Friday, Pats and Steelers on Sunday. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We have news to get back to. This is Paul, though, from Quincy. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
Good morning, everyone else. Greg, you must be old enough to remember the old wooden roller coaster
Fantastic.
From Paragon Park.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You never rode that?
No. Growing up in Stowe, we would drive to the city once a year. That was it.
You seem like a big teacup guy. You never rode the teacups?
No, I rode when I was a child, and I got to go to Disney once, and I got on the Mad Hatter's Tea Party or whatever. But that's probably I'm sure that has been rebranded too, because the Mad Hatter was dealing with anxiety and things, and so
on brand for you to be in the tea party.
I thought it was the teacup thing that was rebranded.
That was the Mad Hatter's Tea Party was the teacup thing that used to go on Disney. That's been I think even Pirates of the Caribbean has been rebranded at Disney. They're doing a full rebrand on everything. Ask Ken. If you need any help with any of this, ask Ken. He knows more than I do.
I thought they rebranded it because of Gwyneth Paltrow.
I have no idea whether she has anything to do with that or not. I know where you're getting at, though. I understand what you're saying. It was all right. Anyway, can we get back to the rest of the news?
Yes, please? We can. Okay. A historic decision has cleared the way for 70-story skyscrapers in Boston.
Oh.
The Boston Planning and Development Agency Board has given the green light to a controversial zoning plan that clears the way for new buildings to tower up to 700 feet in parts of downtown Boston. The board voted 4-1 in favor of the plan. Here's co-founder of the Downtown Boston Neighborhood Association, Rishi Shulka.
We're proud to be Bostonians for a reason. And when you take that away and you turn it into New York City, that's not a good outcome for our city.
Okay.
All right. I like the 70 story.
I don't care. Like, we've had a limit on how high our skyscrapers could be. Like, this guy wants to keep it that way. Like, don't you want the city to advance? And
what does that even mean?
Well, you want to be able to see the skyline without giant skyscrapers. We don't want to be New York City, Curtis. Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, if I could have voted, I would get rid of that eyesore, the Car Guru building. I don't get that at all. It obscures the view of the Hancock and the Prue. But in general, I'm all for it. My question, though, is who needs more? I thought we had all this empty commercial real estate.
We do.
So why are we
building? But down the road, down the road, there will be a recovery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is residential. I'd love to live on the 70th floor.
You would? What floor are you on now, Coach?
38.
38? Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm high up there.
I wouldn't go much higher than that. You could probably feel the swaying sometimes.
No, you can't feel none of that stuff. The view is spectacular.
When the fire alarm goes off, do you leave your place or do you wait?
Well,
I never leave.
No.
Like I always think
you think
it's
I'm
a
walking
mistake.
Down what? 38 floors.
Yeah.
Yes, I
mean, that ain't happening.
They always tell you it's a mistake anyway. Yeah. They're like it's never an actual fire.
But what if?
I guess until it is an actual fire. Yeah,
exactly. Sprinklers. That's what the sprinklers are for on my sailing.
It's too late to get down at that point.
Anyway. Yeah.
I'm expecting Lindsay to carry me down if there's a fire. Uh-huh. Do you think
she'll
would?
Be carrying Bullet? Yes, and then you'll be carrying both of them. Yes. Mark Zuckerberg introduced his new AI-powered smart glasses. And
How did that go?
Didn't go as expected.
Oh, it didn't?
No. Okay. Unfortunately, while he was demoing the glasses at Connect 25, there were some glitches. For $799, you could own these glasses. They can pull up apps and access messages from your phone without you pulling out your phone to do so, which is kind of cool.
I mean, I'm fine with just taking the phone out. Like, I don't need a special set of glasses that are Borg powered that allow me to see my emails and things while I'm walking. But anyway,
I don't know what I believe, but if there is a God, he created the most perfect person to create an alternate universe for the socially awkward. Like, isn't Mark Zuckerberg the poster child for something being online and not in real life?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, look at that guy. Despite being worth $300 billion, he can't stop looking like a giant nerd.
Well, we have the audio of this going down.
Boz WhatsApp video call.
There we go. Uh-oh. That's too bad. I don't know what happened. Okay, there's the actual video call. All right, try it again. I keep on messing this up. Let's go for a fourth. I don't know what to tell you guys. All right, we're going to have Boz come out here, and he's going to need some walk-on music, especially after that.
Oh, my God.
That's unfortunate.
How many people were killed after that? Holy hell.
I love when they debut dramatically the great new technology and it doesn't work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's literally like me trying to find the Red Sox game with the stupid QR code and the way which one of my kids is using Apple at the time.
Right.
It's like, Wiggy brought it up, like these glasses that where people are like recording you while you're doing you don't like that, right?
I don't like those Ray-Bans, and I don't like it. It's like Siri. Siri's a great thing to have, but Siri never works. Talk to text never works. It's like, you know, it always messes up. I'm with you, Greg. I can take my phone out, go through it. I like all, you know, the technology and stuff like that. I don't need to be, you know, doing it like this and that kind of thing.
If you're going to debut the thing for $800, you should make sure it works first.
Mitch, I need a side-by-side of the pyramid, Jim's launch of the pyramid and Saber. It's phenomenal. It's identical. It's just as awkward. But what a massive loser.
It's just, this is the future. That's the thing. Like, I'm sure when we were BBMing on a BlackBerry, you were like, oh, I don't need a touchscreen phone that has, like, you know, Instagram and everything on
but
it.
That's
look
like,
at where we are
but
now.
That's, I get that part of it. But you use Siri or text-to-talk. It never gets anything right.
Right.
And so, like, you know, there are certain things that we can advance to get to a certain point. But the point where we're, like, you know, moving with your hands, like, that's never going to happen.
We'll see. They're expected to ship at the end of 2026.
Okay. All right. And the new iPhone is out today? Is that
Is that the iPhone Air?
Yeah.
17?
All right. We got to take a break.
Okay.
We'll get to the rest of the news. Wrap that up, and we will wrap up the week in sports with Acrobatic. All of that coming up next on The Greg Hill Show right here at WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.